Inamba number 2.0.
Jika manje ke, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in the studio,
sure.
We feel a precious Muketi, aka Fifi Cooper, all the way from Mafikeng Northwest.
It's in the building.
Hello, Fifi. Good
night. Hello.
Sanbonani.
Listen, biza ngo precious.
Hello, precious.
Of course, I'm precious. Hi, guys.
Hello, prayer. Lama kaman benwathola kanjani, guys. Abo precious, promise.
I think most 90s babies tell me now, like Bo Precious, Bo Joy, Bo PC.
Yeah.
Those are names, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, let's go with rich man, but I'm not going to say I'm going to say ID, bro. Like, really, dog? So, I understand if you could become like Precious and come out. See, guys, come on, 90s. Now it's boom, that's it.
I'm going to go to the house. Angithi usasemncane and then somehow Sunday uzohamba esontweni lamahu and then ingamla zithi ayengeke hey xolani xolile nona asimuphe igama lokubhabhadiswa uyabo and then bazokunika ke a second name
so uthatha ukuthi sinamagama okubhabhadiswa ne
well phela ngithi kuyahluka phela
unfortunately mina inhlala ukuthi alikho ku ID ne uFifi yena ke
ayi kuzomela khona outa ngiyiphethe ka Home Affairs kuzomela ayi ngeke impane kuzomela ingene Irishman dot akwazi ukusenza so Irishman Fifi Cooper
yes
all the way from MF Town.
Yes, sir.
Ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi baze Jozi because we hustling, you know, trying to get the gold.
Yeah.
But when Jozi mhlawumbe ngazi introducer nje usho ukuthi no mina ngu Fifi Cooper ngisuka endaweni so abangangazi. And then Jozi ngifike ngesikhathe so and bozo wenzani Jozi.
Okay. I'm Fifi Cooper from Bugunwu Pirima Northwest, a place called Muff Town. I started my musical journey around 2008. Obviously, coming from Muff Town, and I was inspired a lot by the likes of WHP, Kulichana, Murafi, you know, growing up. So I decided to come to Joburg 2015 because I also wanted to be the female rapper to represent where I come from, you know, rapping in my mother tongue. So 2015 I moved to Joburg.
That's Setswana.
Yes, Setswana. Okay. Yeah. So 2015 I moved to Joburg, you know, to reach for my goals. That's when I dropped my first album, 2050. And, you know, ever since after that, everything is history. Born the award, the thing, the album, the thing, how busy.
Yeah, so uqale ngokucula bese waza ngokudansa noma uqale ngokudansa bese wacula.
I started with singing. I feel like for the longest time I've been a singer at heart, you know, since I was a child, because my dad used to play bass guitar. So since vele, when I was a little girl, you know, he used to ask me to sing for him while he played his guitar.
Yeah.
So I think he kind of knew before I realized, hore, I have, you know, a talent, I can sing. So yeah, I sang before I started dancing, I started rapping and everything else.
Okay, and I guess that is getting my new ambitious. And ungena kanjani kuyona ikubona kuphi?
Ambitious.
Yeah.
Well, I just got a phone call around 2015. You know, I think the owner of the record label saw me perform somewhere or heard my music somewhere, and he looked for my numbers. Then he called me, asked for a meeting. You know, that's how we started. And actually, when he gave me the phone call, they didn't have a record label, so I was the first artist. After we had our first meeting, that's when he decided he wants to open a record label.
You gave birth, basically.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Abo MT and everyone else
came
after me.
Him a dot.
Okay.
Don't I ask you, Lena? Like serious.
First lady for real.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah.
So we are jive.
Hugging younger Joe.
Or no jive.
I used to dance, but obviously I think, you know, with us performers, mm-hmm. it comes naturally, especially when you're on stage. Okay. You know, you can't just we throw feet away, miss daily.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
it had to be a package. I needed to know how to dance and sing so that I can be able to entertain people when I'm on stage.
Yes,
a hip-hop dance competition.
It makes sense now. Oh!
I'll do one of my moves.
Okay.
Boss lady.
I'm shooting. I'm going to
do so what do you want,
man? Hi, my man. Let's have one game.
Are you making me dance for real? Yeah, come on.
So,
I used to be a Latin and ballroom dancer in high school, most of my high school life, you know. Before the piano,
I also did 9 seconds in
traditional dance.
I got you.
So I did ballroom and Latin when I was in high school, most of my high school years. I also did traditional dance because it was very popular, you know, Kohai and Mafikeng growing up. So I was very interested in like also learning part of the culture, you know. So those are the things that I did growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lee?
I think, you know, for me, one of the things that, you know, are always in my mind is that big record labels always, you know, go after people who are not from Joburg, you know, who don't know much about the industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how you find that some people end up in contracts, not knowing, you know, what those contracts are binding them. Yeah. So it's sad also even today in 2023, you know, we have your big artists such as Makhadzi going through such a situation with, you know, open mic. So I think that those are one of the biggest challenges that we have, Runa, as people who are coming from, you know, different provinces or small towns or small villages. We need to school ourselves more, because I feel like if you know a little bit more about, you know, the business side of things, you will save yourself, you know, from a lot of things, maybe finding yourself in an auto renewal contract or anything that's gonna, you know, challenge you in a contract. So I always advise people, even on Google, you can learn so much. If you want to know about royalties, literally you can go to the Samro page and you can learn a lot about what royalties, how you register, and you know, things like that. So I feel like when you do have spare time, don't always go to Facebook, Instagram and Twitter wasting your data. Use your data wisely. Also learn a little bit more about, you know, your career. It'll help you in the long run. And seek for advice. When you have a contract, sit down with people who understand the English better, because these contracts, you might read it and you think that you understand, but actually you don't. You don't understand. So it's important for you to sit down with someone who understands, you know, better, or who has been through that experience, just to give you a bit of advice, so that you don't find yourself binded in a contract that you cannot come out of.
Okay. So manje manake uma ngasane ungatholi call njengamanje qhamuka bi owner e Ambitious Entertainment, ibe sithi no sohlala phansi and then so hamba according to you. Yeah. Ufifi kupa ngenze njani?
No, I would definitely do things on my terms. You know, because now I think it's very important to know your worth, because when you get around, you know, that table or that boardroom, you know what you bring to the table and you know what you deserve. So I think it's important for you to also kind of understand the power that you have and what you bring and what you deserve. So I think I would have certain things on my terms, and so that we don't have to end up fighting, you know, because I think money will always be a problem. If an artist is not financially happy, financially stable, there will always be questions, and you know, so rather let's have an agreement where both parties are going to be 100% happy.
I think mhlambe ngifuna ukuthi ezinye izinto mhlambe they are a blessing to us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because ngiyacabanga ukuthi mhlambe if awufica ngalo mnyango uvaliwe, bengeke usibone isidingo sokuthi hayi ake ngivule the next one.
Exactly.
Because vele uma uvuliwe uyangena.
Exactly.
But I think mhlambe ukungena ezintweni ezinjena and then you fail, you learn. There's no failing process.
Definitely.
But ngifuna ukuthola la ukuthi emva kokuphuma Ambitious uye wavule i-record label yakho iM Cooper. Mhlawumbe ungasithatha nje kancane nje, just like through a small young journey kancane nje ukuthi what's the purpose of it, sewenzeni so far zonke lezo zinto lezo.
Like you're saying, some challenges, you know, most challenges are there to help us grow and teach us, you know, their lessons. Growing up, Vele, I've always wanted to have my own record label. And the reason being, my challenges as a female artist in a male-dominated industry, you know, first of all, I wanted to do it for other young girls so that they don't go through the challenges that I went through as a female artist. But as I grew, I wanted it to be more so of giving a platform to all the upcoming, you know, artists, because I believe that there's so much talent in the country, and there's a lot of people who deserves like a chance or an easier platform so that they can also be heard. So Mo Cooper Records is literally me trying to also learn more. You know, I don't like being comfortable. I just don't want to be an artist. Like I said, it's very important to also learn the business side of things. So it's a great way for me, you know, to learn the business side of things and also, you know, open, you know, the waves for young upcoming artists.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the relationship yakho phakathi kulabo owawunabo ku Ambitious Entertainment MT, angifuni ukuqamba manga, you know, every time mangizingoma like Fifi Cooper no MT.
Bro.
I'm like, yo, we deserve like an album, bro. Like,
if it's wrong, Kumuna Aries, you know, Aries is gonna come and kill it.
I know.
And then Benchmark is gonna come on the side.
Like your relationship here in Jenga Manje, Igupi, Sanbon and Pin in Spana and Daonge, Tlasimbe Fifi Cooper, La Sauce, Tlasimbe Fifi Cooper.
Yeah, like featuring.
And, you know, yeah.
Amanda Black. Yeah,
Amanda Black.
You know, it's Java.
Exactly.
I think for me, those people were a part of my life, you know, at a peak of my career, I would like to say, you know, because that's also when I was literally entering the industry, you know. Yeah. Mm. So it would be nice to, you know, step in studio one day and work on something. I believe that we're still family, even though we're not under the same label anymore.
Yeah.
Because I believe that we created so much beautiful music. We had music that even today, 8 years later, you still feel like it's a recent song. So I love music that is beautiful and that has longevity. And that's what we did as, you know, the team. So hopefully one day we will have those records.
So lama ruma actually when an OMT and morning gasoline among alone.
No, it's a lie, because when I meet up with him, like maybe at events, we talk about obviously studio time and, you know, working on something together. But obviously he's on his hustle, I'm on my hustle.
Yeah.
Eventually it will happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's busy, chasing his own things. He's dropping also this year. I'm also working on my album this year. I'm also going to be dropping, so... it will happen. The pressure from the industry, because they loved our collabos, is too much, but I understand, you know.
Yeah,
I believe that if it's meant to happen, it will definitely happen.
Yeah. That's like fana no ma boni I couple grand.
Yeah.
I don't know inside the relationship.
Together.
Just sort it out.
Ukuthi uyakhorisa noma ukwenzani ekuseni
asho jonke bomusa ukuthi ngazi umthumela amaphoyisa haya eh
so uyakhorisa
sitshele kancane nge ngiyakubona lapha no busy lapha ku Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah,
uyashela kancane kunjani lapha ni excitement injani feeling everything environment.
It's amazing, you know. Also, I was telling, you know, my friends the other day that for me, it came at the right time. I really needed to reconnect with my fans because I haven't been much in the public, even like on my social media pages. I haven't been posting much. So it was kind of a way for me to reconnect with my fans, because it's such a big platform and I've always been a fan of the show. So I think I'm enjoying, you know, the moment. I'm enjoying the season. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy being around creatives? You know, Dales is a big character. We're always laughing. Yanga is super talented and very smart. So it's always great to, you know, be around them music. And just have conversations, talk about music. You know, I play my music for them and there's always advice and, you know, that hype that's needed. So I think we really needed this show for hip hop, especially this year, that we believe that a lot of hip hop artists will be dropping, you know, albums and singles. So yeah.
Ngiyakuzwa ukhuluma ngecast ukhuluma ngo Dales ukhuluma kodwa angikuzwa ukhuluma ngo Gigi ingabe ni grand phakathi kwe because ngangabona enyi what is happening here
episode
what happened
kwasho vusi what
happened
Gigi ya papa
yazi.
You know what, I think me and Gigi, because we're two powerful women in the same space, you know,
exactly.
In the hip hop industry.
Yeah.
Even before the show, we've had so many people put us against each other or trying to make us compete.
Because
we are so powerful, you know. If it was someone who is whack, I don't think so we find ourselves, you know, in those situations. But I think the show brought us together because we were able to have those conversations, those painful conversations that we've been avoiding or not trying to have for so many years. We had to have them on the show, and I'm glad that I kind of now understand the person that she really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were not friends before the show. We're still not friends, but we yeah, at least there's that level of understanding, you know, between me and her.
Usasela lapho yazi ukuthi ngihleze ngizibuza all the time ukuthi mfethu, you can't blame us, the fans.
Yeah.
Hip hop is a very competitive game.
Definitely.
If kuzoqhamuka Nicki Minaj,
yeah,
5 years later, qhamuka Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
Fans automatically bazon compare.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You know, qhamuka Nasty C, Aries, automatically bazofuna vele ukuthi there needs to be something. There must be something.
Yeah. Yeah.
As an artist, ni avoida kanjani leyo nto? But at the same time, trying not to lose your position in the game. Because kumele understand ukuthi you don't sound like a coward, but at the same time, awukwazi ukumana ulandela ibeef engekho. You know what I mean? Like, how do you balance nje ubone ukuthi ayazini, this one is not worth my energy, but at the same time, like, I know my position at the table.
You know what, honestly, Mina, I believe that I'm the baddest female rappers, you know. Obviously, I'm not scared of these girls.
Yeah.
So for me, in the beginning, it was like not quite worth it to have the beefy or fight over petty things. Because I've realized that also I'm a mother before an artist, you know. So I think about like the things that I do, the things that I say, will they not affect me as a mother or as a little sister in 5-10 years? So I think about those things, and I believe that now I believe more in unity, because I believe that as women we're very powerful, and if we come together we can reach so many things, we can achieve so many things. And that's the conversation that I also had with Gigi, and now we worked on a song together with Mani Badu on the show. So I know that with that song we achieve a lot, you know. She will get, you know, a little bit of Fifi Nation, you know, Lina. I'm gonna tap into her market as well, and we both win at the end of the day. So
yeah.
I don't know, I always try to remind myself that sometimes beefy is not worth it, you know. People will always put us against each other. Unless if it's making money for me and it's making sense for me, then I'll hop on it. But besides
if
that,
if it doesn't
that's
make
not
sense,
you
then
know,
it
and
sense.
I yet my sense then jamme some oyon.
Yeah, no. As a teacher in Kumbuza, Uguti, Ukespa no AKA bekade bene beef.
Yeah.
And right now, I want to sebe lose focus ne interest.
Yeah,
Ukespa
jenga
manje jenga basela seko AKA. You know what I mean? Like Uguti, like I feel like koni as a loser jenga manje Uguti. If focus be beef kakhulu than umculo. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy.
So njengamanje recording company yakho ngabe khona embhekayo mhlasi imphe singakwazi ukuthi imbheke like in future inenye uJigile me I mean uFifi Cooper angase abe busy nayo angasitshela ngayo.
Obviously we just wrapped up, you know, the Love and Hip Hop. Today it was the part one reunion of Love and Hip Hop. Next week it will be the second part of the reunion, and then the show is done until season two. But besides that, I'm dropping my album called Chapters this year. It's a beautiful album, and I know that the people have been waiting for the music. I'm excited to drop, and yeah, that's what we will be doing. 2023 album tour, you know what, everything, we've got everything planned. So yeah, Chapters will be dropping this year. I'm super excited about it.
Okay, that's very nice. In fact, like cutting chela cutting issue nje, like even off and get see indlela esithanda ngayo lengoma yakho le ingeke feature ngoba
yes sir,
angazi ukuthi qhamuke kanjani, but like it like ngendlela eyenza kale ngayo nje, I think it's something emane yahlangana kamnandi. That's why I always say ukuthi sometimes ingoma akusikho nanokuthi mhlambe ufuna ibe mnandi kangakanani, but ukuthi how you point out your collabs.
Yes.
Okay, mhlambe mangingafaka uSibanibani la.
Yes.
No, I thought mhlambe he's not that great on that song compared to some of my features, but the way umfake ngakhona kule ngoma, uyengene ngamnandi. That's what actually ulwa akayenzile
lapha. Was perfect.
You know, and umtswako ne
Those two languages together, trust me. You can't go wrong. Yes. First lady of Motswako and first lady
Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay, Yazin Lee.
Yeah.
Before mhlambe egcine nasitshela ama details akhe bengifuna umdropela just a beat. Just
freestyle nyana, ne?
Yeah. Young 16 nyana, you know, like Mutsako's first lady.
She's in the building, man.
All the way from Mafsa in the building.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fifi Cooper.
Huey Ozel on the beat. Let's go. I hope you guys are ready.
Mamela, always ready. Always ready.
Issue, yeah. You know what time it is, so suit like it's a nab when you're like here. Well, I'm a scooper, yeah. So, bula dita bear. Take a beat a seeker like a lot, little shabbat. Take a beat a seeker like a lot, little fenena turn it up, habash. Hot on a tata mataka back it up, habash. Taco hola saga, yes. Get a gala fella dita, attend this industry around, make a tona dita, kasuna. Take it a cassata, swaka, otohana, all the mad lape, or quata hapatata, weaker, what the hapatata. Ke go tata tata ke go rapa lata le le gatse ke go bata lata ke go phatla lata le di gatse na ba ke da pa bash ke le tata ke tlo jiga ke tu ka malaka you gon like it that we always turn up pa bash u cozy fm ke le tata gore a bash yeah ke re bu chili on a Saturday boss lady you already know ke re re blow me on a Saturday hey hey Get it blow me on a Saturday. On a Saturday. Cause the FF. Get it a cheater on a Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, Saturday.
Hey,
hey.
You already know.
Hey, Mamela. Hey, hey, hey.
What's
up? Yeah. It's a young song. I look at
you. I'm going to go to the house.
Language ovivi kupe ngafika manje ebukwe ebe fully booked e South America, Brazil, Argentina. Laba bantu bamuzwa nokumuzwa but the flow
yeah
you know like the presence on stage like they vibe bahamba naye abezwa nokuthini but because land ikhuluma with your rhythms in your heart
in your body
mbeni, you know what I mean Sithola kanjani nokuthi mhlambe ingoma zakho bayithola kanjani?
You can follow me on my social media platforms Instagram @KE_FifiCooperSan, Twitter @FifiCooperFans, Facebook @FifiCooperSan, le TikTok okitengwana @FifiCooperSan and for bookings you can email us at morecooperbookings@gmail.com.
San ngi SAN or SON?
SAN.
Okay, FifiCooperSan.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, FifiCooperSan ngakhulu ukuthi fike lasivakashela ku number 2.0 sikufisela ngokuhle 2023
ne. Oh, thank you for the invite. Oh, it was such an amazing interview. Thank you guys.
This is your home.
Ah, you already know forever and ever.
Yeah. Cause FM love and hip hop.
Sure.
Yeah, ne? Sure. I think we're standing shooting. I think we're going to create. Yeah. So you bala, ne?
No, small cool mfethu and all the best. Like keep pushing.
I will.
Because mina always saying ngithi Lee.
Yeah.
Even if you have a talk about it, like I don't feel like making music.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone who's starving.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mage was stop and Guno munto consumer way nje like nje like mina guna ma artist that I know ukuthi anginendaba ukuthi u feature bani kwasha kwacima make ngiyabona igama lakhe
you're happy
yabo it means something to me so make wa stop shoot mina so manje I need to start looking around
yeah true
yabo
Yeah.
No,
I won't stop. Thank you so much.
Shop, Fifi Cooper.